is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Thank you so much for setting out with me on another quantum adventure. If you would like to call in for any messages, you can do so at 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. Or you can email your questions at tellus@ontheair.net. I think I got that correct. Nicole can let me know if I got it right or not. But anyway, again, thank you so much for joining me. I'd like to start out with the current energy update. And really what the theme is about is self-observation and how we are magnifying the themes in our own personal lives that are coming up for us to either release, to be aware of, to move through in some way. And so that can feel very pressurized at times. It can make you feel very vulnerable. It can make you feel like you finally have it together in some senses. And in other senses, you might feel like you've completely fallen apart and everything is shattered. Wherever you are in that lineup of energy is exactly where you're meant to be. And so just to confirm that email, it's on the air at tellus@telus.net. So if you have any questions, feel free to go ahead and email them in. And you can also go ahead and call in, and we'll take your calls as we go along. So anyway, getting back to that, if you feel like you are challenged in any area of your life right now, that is meant to be. And the reason being is there is a clarity that's coming through that you need to see, be aware of, and move through. And that might move you through different relationships. It might change any kind of social status, abundant status, financial well-being, etc. And also physical change, the physicality. And in my own personal world, I've known several people to be very accident prone lately and have some major issues, one right down to being paraplegic at the moment. And there's some great prognosis for him, but in the meantime, it's still a stage that he's at where there's a lot of implosion happening so that he can really step out and see some of the things that he needed to see in order to be the greatest that he is and to really see who he is. And for you, the same. To really see who you are, sometimes you have some things really come up and hit you square on that make you pay attention. Now, it looks like we have a caller, so I'm going to jump in. Area code 415, you're on the air. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Oh, hi, Anne. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I haven't been able to listen to your show for a while, so I'm glad you're on today.
Well, I'm so happy to be here, and I'm glad to reconnect. What's your question?
My question is about kind of just in general what you see coming in with this full moon. And in September, I'm supposed to go home for a trip, but I haven't bought the ticket yet. And sometimes it's because something happens, you know, so the trip won't happen and it's better I didn't buy the ticket, or am I just delaying and I just need to jump on it and this trip will happen and I need to get the plane ticket?
Okay, so I love how the full moon, I love how you kind of paired your question with the full moon. And yes, so there are some big openings coming up, and yes, in September. And it's very interesting you brought up that, Mark, because that was actually something I was getting earlier when I really sat down with the energy. There's a culmination point coming up. And what's interesting about the full moon is that's a culmination in and of itself. It's full filled. And then you begin a new cycle. And so as you've come into this fulfilled mark point, it's a little, it can be a little, you might feel like you're kind of cautioned in taking the next step. And really what you're being asked to do is step off into this next adventure. So yes, I would definitely say go for the ticket and go for gold. It's all about, you know, kind of what you need. I feel like there's some loose ends needing to be tied up. At the same time, it's fulfilling something. So, yes, I feel like the energies are very much in your favor for that trip, that ticket. Did I lose you?
Okay. No, I'm listening.
Yep. Okay.
But, I guess whoever, I'm still looking for work, because that's always like, would they accept that, okay, hi, you're hired, and then I need to leave for a week? You know, that always is
well, that's something that you let them know. And
yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is kind of a tuning fork moment for the collective. And so for those of you also listening that this may apply to, and it resonates, if you are going into an employer situation, a new employer, you need to disclose that information at the time of agreement. At the time that contract is made between you and that person or that company, you need to let them know, and you need to stand in your full power of it. Okay? And I think the self-observation theme for today is really about observing your placement in the world around you and the empowerment that comes with that. Not the ego, but the empowerment. And so for you to feel like it's okay for you to take care of business or to have that trip, even if it's a pleasurable trip, you already planned it. It is something in the works, and your employer should understand that.
All right. Thank you. Are you going, can you do a little light language clearing of...
I actually am. So yes, stay tuned.
Okay.
Stay tuned and enjoy. Yeah.
All right. Thank
you. Soak it up.
I'll keep
listening. Yeah, you're very welcome. Good to talk to you, Ann. Thanks for calling in. Okay. So getting back to that self-observation moment, when you are beginning to look at the world around you and what you want to navigate into and step into and create for yourself, and how that looks to you. Even if you might be a little fuzzy on how it looks to you, you may not have all the answers yet. The point is, as you're going, you're saying yes. You're saying okay. And the other thing with that, on the flip side of the self-observation, you know, it's giving you a chance to pan out and look at your peripheral, look at all of the elements around you, be it mentally, emotionally, physically, and maybe all of them together, depending on what's going on in your world. But to come back into balance of seeing where you are, and then when you pan out again, you may actually see other people's point of view or perspectives around your world and how they interact with you because of that. And so it is incredibly empowering when you can come from a space of authentic self-observation and see how you are navigating and emitting your frequency and connecting to the world around you. And again, and that's mentally, emotionally, physically. Now, if you're in the physical category of that, there is a major clearing taking place, and actually for, I'll say this for the collective, in your current Earth story, in this life you're playing out, you have all of these pieces of information, these puzzle pieces coming together for yourself that are like packets of information coming in for you to clarify, redeem, release, and rework. And you might feel, I don't want to say this, there's a lot of information coming in simultaneously here. You might feel blocked at times, or you might actually see that the challenge is actually the gift because it's connecting you to something else greater than what you had imagined or intended. And really, that is the abundant mark we're all connecting to. And so to kind of step back on the extreme end, so like my friend that had the spinal cord injury, you know, being a paraplegic, his life completely changed in the flip of the handlebars on his dirt bike. And he was launched like a lawn dart at 25, 30 miles an hour on his head. Saw the flash of light and boom, you know, lights out in a way. And he came back as a completely different person when he came to. And no longer those sensitivities. And one of the things that I feel such was such a gift to be in that moment with him when he said, you know, if I would have known that being a paraplegic would bring my family back together because I would have done it 15 years ago. I mean, what a statement. What a very profound statement. You know, he had some things going on in his family. I think kind of we all do. It's rare that you ever get the perfect family mark. It does happen. I'll say it does happen, but it's rare. And those are the lessons that we're given in this life that we've chosen to take on as we move through our Earth story. So coming back into whether you are mentally, emotionally, physically challenged in this moment or have things coming up for yourself, just remember that those gifts are those challenges are the gifts that are helping you to repair and restore any areas or levels in your life that seem to be out of balance or not supporting you. All right, we have an email here. Michelle in Ontario. I've had severe insomnia and stressful dreams during this full moon. Is this full moon unique in some way? And yes, actually that was one of the words I used on my paper as I wrote my notes. Unique, very, very unique. It's the Buck Moon, or I should say it was the Buck Moon. And the energies are unique in the way that they are bringing this self-reflection into play. And it was a super moon, so it is bringing those energies even closer, more magnified, to be looked at and released or reassembled in some way. So, yeah, insomnia is very much a part of it. Also, I feel, too, for you specifically, Michelle, there's an enlightenment component coming in that might also be affecting your sleep. So if you're waking up and you're seeing like 3 a.m., that kind of thing, those are very much in alignment with new attunements to the new frequencies, to the higher frequencies. And so your body just has to recalibrate to that. And some exercises for those of you who might also be experiencing that. You can program your sleep. You can program your sleep. And whether it's a full moon or not, or even a super moon, you can program your sleep. So when you begin to drift off into that beautiful rest, look at some things that you can be grateful for in that day and some things that you can be grateful for in your life. And then you begin to notice your breathing. As you begin to notice your breathing, you call in your team of light. You can make it that simple. I call in my team of light. I call in my circle of protection. And I call in, whether you want to say angels, you may have specific passed on relatives. You might know your guides, whoever they are and however you feel. Trust what's right for you and go ahead and call them in. And as you call them in, allow for your body to begin to relax And notice as you begin to relax if you're caught up in any part of your body. So, you know, like sometimes you go to bed and your back might be a little achy or your feet might be a little tired, your shoulders might be tight. Just go through from head to toe or toe to head, whichever feels right for you, the release of each of those parts. And as you do it, also affirm that you are moving into a restful sleep and one that you are recalibrating and coming back into full balance and alignment with not only your energies but your body. And be creative in your wording. It doesn't just have to be my wording. What feels right for you? Trust that and go for it. And also on a cellular level. And because as you step into these new frequencies, you have a new body. You're no longer playing to the other frequencies in the world around you like you did before. As you step into that higher sense of self, you are connecting to a higher sense of self, and that will reflect in the world around you. So I hope that helps, Michelle. Keep us posted. But yes, very, very unique energies. And your Earth story in this life is connected to the collective. So this is where we're all, you know, quote unquote, connected living. We are working through I'm struggling for words today. Forgive me, guys. The alignment of how we, you know, like you watch the planets rotate around the sun. And even I will say that theory currently is challenged in my world. So I'm going off old information that I utilize. But as we rotate around the information and the calibration that we're used to, we are bumping up against those things that we either need to release or need to replenish or replace in some way. And as we do that, then we are also emanating out into the collective and assisting the collective. So as you do your work, you're assisting others in doing theirs. And I have to tell you, a dove just passed by my window. So I always want to just say, peace be with you. It is a beautiful time to recognize the gifts of your work because they are the gifts for someone else. And even if that is in an uncomfortable relationship or an uncomfortable conversation, you have to speak your truth because if you don't, you are blocking your own unique path, what is meant for you and what you are meant to step into. So keep that in mind as you go. And there's so many different facets to how this energy is working. But when you step into the chamber of self-observation and look at how you are navigating the world around you and what's coming in for you to move through on a deeper level, you'll find that you recover quicker because these are also the energies that we're with, and this full moon specifically. You're going to recover quicker. You're going to see deeper, and you're going to know greater than you ever have before. And you'll often hear me say, we are at the speed of light in manifestation. If you are thinking it, you are creating it instantaneously. And yes, that could be, I had somebody say the other day, you mean I could just instantly think about this pot of gold around me and it be there? Yeah, actually, there is some of that energy for those that are aligned to that. And it needs to be in your world. That can happen. So I don't discount anything these days. But the energies are really connecting to you on a deeper level than ever before. So, yes, manifestation, if you need to manifest. So, for instance, Anne is still searching for work. And specifically for her, I feel like there's a lineup of energy coming in. And I think I said this before to you, Anne, if you're still listening. There's a lineup of energy that is not at the culmination point yet. It's happening, but it hasn't quite culminated yet to make that opening for you. But it is going to happen. So stay strong. Keep working on what you need to work on the backside. And for those of you that are feeling that as well, stay strong and keep working on the backside. There was a gal that called in a couple of weeks ago that was still searching for a place to live, and she was just bouncing from location to location. And yes, there is a lot of that currently. I know several people, in fact, that I know them personally, that that is a part of it. And there seems to be holdups, whether you're building a house or looking for that one space that feels right, you know, looking for your tribe, looking for that location that, that resonates. There's a lot of that energy coming in. But remember, as others do their work, then that opens up something for you to step into yours. And likewise, when you do your work, you, again, open up the energies for someone else. So we're all really in a collective undulation, if you will. Like you look out on the ocean and see the waves rippling. We're connecting to each other on these levels. So as we send out that energy around us in whatever capacity, it emanates back to us, but it also is connecting to others in that same resonance. So you'll draw people into your life. As you step into that form of manifestation that you want, you will bring people, scenarios, synchronicities, situations in your life that are necessary for you to be able to experience that which you choose to manifest. So keep that in mind as you go along. There's some big, big influx. And two, kind of going back to this full moon, we have, what was it, about, I think, 17% larger, something like that, than our normal moon. So you think about the amplification of those energies into your world and being closer to the earth and sort of that tidal mark. And also I think tidal, T-I-T-L-E mark. So we're really ebbing and flowing through these energies in a greater capacity than we've ever experienced. And it's so funny, I'll say it on one show and then it comes up for the next and it's just amplified even more. So these are just a few of the energies at play with that. Let me see what else I'm getting for the collective. And in the meantime, if you want to call in or send me a question, I would love to hear from you. So, okay, going back into, I feel like people's circles. I feel like I need to talk about people's circles. And what do I mean by that? Your relationships. To your world around you, but specifically I feel like this is meant for relationships and how you communicate and connect to individuals around you in some way. You may be looking for individuals to come into your world, you know, whether it's a romantic or business or just lifestyle, like-minded people. Whatever you're looking for, those energies right now are coming in and supporting you in that emotional development. And we are in a very emotional time. And so you may feel those triggers coming in from previous relationships or relationships that you wish to create and feeling very triggered by that. Either you feel the lack of or the lack of support from. Either way, it is just the release needing to happen in order to create the space for that new relationship to come in, or it is a supportive application for you to be able to step into greater influences that are there for you, waiting for you to up-level. And we'll help you when it's time for you to officially up-level. All right, we got a couple of other emails here. Lucy in New Zealand, how can we protect ourselves with these major solar flares going on? Great question. So remember, you are a universe in and of yourself. Nothing can affect you unless you wish it to. Okay, so I get a lot of kickback on that, but I'm still sticking to my guns because I've seen it over and over again. When you really step into your realm of self-empowerment, there is nothing that can touch you. And I mean nothing on any level, whether you're looking at demons or solar flares, it doesn't matter. And actually the solar flares, in a way, are there to assist you. There's many packets of light packets of information, light codes, that come through the solar flares. And really, the world around us has taught us, we've been conditioned to believe that they're dangerous. And really, you are light. And that is light. And light connects to light quite easily, I might add. So you can open yourself up. There's really no need to protect. If you feel you need to protect your body, if there's something coming up with you for your body and you feel that's triggered by the solar flare, then you want to ask yourself some questions. Are you up-leveling? Are you finding yourself in a state of being either tired or severely physically challenged in some way? And whatever that is for you, you can navigate it with just the understanding that you are light and you are meant to receive this light. And so if you're bumping up against something that's uncomfortable, unfamiliar, or fear, or whatever emotional word you can describe it as, allow yourself to be that for what it is and know what you're moving into, and that is light. You're ascending. And when you do that, I mean, it's not always comfortable. So these, and it's interesting, a hummingbird just flew by my window. So I love those little hummers. They're fun. But they also, that one was a female, so feminine energy. I feel like that would be for you. And two, healing green. You can call in Archangel Raphael for the body. You can call in Archangel Michael for protection. You can use tourmaline, shungite. Shungite's a great one. I also love tourmaline. I think shungite's actually my favorite, though. And it's S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E, if you're unfamiliar with that word. But they are great for supporting against EMFs and any radiation, if you will. But again, if you align yourself to that solar flare, to that information and energy, and you affirm that you wish to receive all that's good for you and meant for you, and you release all that no longer serves, then you will begin to calibrate and be able to absorb that shockwave, if you will, of energy and information a little easier. Okay, I hope that helps. Keep us posted, and if you have questions about that answer, please feel free to write back in. Thanks for the email, Lucy. Okay, Dana in New York. Can I just get a general reading? Whatever spirit wants me to know for today. Absolutely. Okay, Dana, give me a moment to tune in. Okay, I'm immediately taken into your sacral area. So that would be at the base of the navel. And I'm just feeling, and I'm also taken to the back of the heart, the back of the heart chakra. So that would be at the chest area, at the location at the back. And I'm not talking about the high heart, which is kind of just below the collarbones. I'm talking about the actual heart chakra. So that's kind of that space in between your breast. And then at the back. And so that to me, when I see it at the back with regard to your energy here, I'm seeing releasing of old emotions, old information, things that no longer serve you. And I'm also seeing that affect how you see yourself in the world around you. So what relationships are playing out and how you are connecting into your emotions. And I also feel a message here from Spirit very specifically is the head-heart connection. And so I feel like you are logically trying to work through some of the energy and information when in fact a sister might be to drop into your heart when you're trying to answer these questions or trying to find out the reasons why. Bring that analytical quality, bring that analytical information into your heart and run it through there and see how you feel about it. There are also, I feel like two energies. One is a passed down loved one and the other one is a guest. Oh my God. Okay. They just clarified and my guys actually laughed at me when I said that. They're the guest. So it feels like you have a new guide and it feels like a guest, like you would have somebody new in your home. And that might be quite literal, but I also feel like a guide, like there's guide information there. So there are no accidents. The reason that word came out is because I guess you need to hear it. So on whatever level, I hope that information, I hope you're able to apply it and how it fits in your world. And the new guide, I would like to elaborate on that a little bit. Many of us are actually receiving new guides because we've leveled up, and it's the next stage of awareness that we're stepping into. So we need the next stage of understanding, and those guides are lined up ready for you as you move through whatever lessons you need to go through at the time. You complete them. It's like you get a new teacher, kind of like you are, you know, stepping up from elementary school into, or primary school into high school, or graduating into college, or, you know, university of some sort. So you are leveling up. And in order to do that, you're going to need some assistance on the other side, and they're there for you. So I think that's also a big message as well. And the alignment of this old energy and information that is ready to move out, really, if you just use the application of moving from your head into your heart, I think that you'll find that how you see yourself in the world around you becomes a little bit more graceful and comfortable as you move along. So, Dana, thank you so much for that question. I hope it helps. And, again, you know, keep us posted. I love to hear updates on how everybody's doing and how the energy and information applies to you, because also your information helps others as well. So, anyway, thank you again for that. All right, coming back into the collective message, you know, we see here with the questions that and the callers that we are all really stepping into our own unique way of communicating to the collective, and how we assimilate and utilize the gifts and skills and the new tools that we receive around us. So it's very important now, more than ever, to come into that self-observation mode so that you can clearly see where it is you're going, and to be able to navigate those post holes and speed bumps so that you don't find yourself off track, and that you can connect to a deeper level in those universal messages that are always there for you. Okay, we have area code 203. Area code 203. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name's Pat. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm having a hard time. I just tuned in, so I'm not sure how you do your show, but do you answer personal questions?
I do.
Okay. I was going to call you about the anxiety, but the anxiety is caused by I've been financially devastated and for the past 2 years, and I've got more looming big bills ahead of me. I just need to kind of get a grip on it and be shown that some income's going to come in or something's going to happen to help me be able to handle this better without such incredible anxiety. I've never been in this place financially before in my life. I've always struggled, so I know how to deal with, you know, bills, looming bills and stuff, but this is just much.
Okay. All right, so finance and money, economics, that is just energy. It's just energy flow. So when you think, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That's the core of it all. Sometimes, yes, easier said than done, and I can personally attest to you, from bankruptcy to homelessness. And so I get it on a very, very deep level. When you begin to shift how you're relating, your relationship to money, and you say, I've always struggled. Well, what's happening, and this is goes hand in hand with this full moon and this the energies that are asking us to look deeper into how we function in the world. And again, this moon amplifying the energy coming in and going out. And you're finding that if there's something you've been struggling with, if there's a theme that you've kind of carried, you're being pushed to reckon it, to change it. And so this, if you understand the theme, you can create a new outcome. And so money is energy. And one of the things that I did, which I felt like helped so much, was I had a little sticky that I put on my mirror, and every day, even when I was driving down the road, I would just say it over and over again. I am healthy, I am happy, I am wise, I am wealthy. And if I felt like I was having issues with whatever one of those at the time, I would bump it to the top. And I would ask myself, am I feeling ego bumping that to the top? But if I could find that authentic part of myself that said, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm wise, I am wealthy, and I would just say it over and over again. And those mantras help you to release any of the stuck energies because you feel lack of, you feel restricted from. And also the flow can feel restrictive. So I would say, my flow is greater than my ebb. My flow is greater than my ebb. Things like that, and slowly but surely it began to turn around. And you're being asked right now to release the things that no longer serve you. So there is an aspect of surrender that's coming into play that is very important. Does that make sense for you?
It does, and I okay. am, you know, doing prayers and saying other
Good.
Things in the morning. I think I just... the anxiety is so difficult right now. I was just sort of looking for things will get better, you know, to hold on to try to calm myself down.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I will actually incorporate the anxiety factor in the light language later. So if you haven't heard my show, oftentimes I will do a light language activation for individuals.
Okay.
For those of you unfamiliar with light language, are you familiar with light language?
I'm not. I think it's the first
okay.
time speaking with you.
Okay, great. So I love it. Newcomer, light language, usually spoken, written, sign, or sung, is basically encodements of light, and you'll hear me speak them. You won't be able to see me, but my hands will also move, and occasionally I'll have a pen in my hand, and I'll just start writing, and symbols come from that writing as well. And I will definitely spare you the singing. I am not a singer on any level, even the spiritual kind. So the light language part is basically just a channeling, and then see how you feel about it. But that should actually assist you with the anxiety part of it.
Okay.
And it looks like I've got some other callers on here, so I'm going to step off. But I have a note here, and I'm going to incorporate the anxiety part into that. But I think once you really gear your mind in a different direction, you're holding the fear. So release the fear. And step into the knowing that you're going to have something come into you each day that supports you in
right.
releasing that. And I guarantee you, once you begin to really do that and you have that authentic connection to the energy that creates that, you will have something that happens that is miraculous. You won't even know where it's coming from, but it'll be in your lap before you know it. And literally, like stepping into that pot of gold, it's just there when you need it.
So
you are never without support.
What is this light thing? It sounds like you're going to put me on mute. So I thought you were going to do something.
No.
I'm confused.
No. So I'm toward the end of the show. I'm going to do
okay.
a kind of a broadcast light language channel, and I will
Great.
Incorporate the energy of anxiety into that. Okay.
Great.
And I will do that. But in the meantime, I'm sorry.
Can you have fear?
Absolutely.
Thank
and that's
you.
Actually part of what it was going to be in the first place, but really releasing that fear. So let me leave you with this quote from Barbara Winters.
Okay.
When you are at the edge of all you've known and you're about to step off in the world of the unknown, have faith one of two things will happen. You'll be given a step to land on, or you'll be taught how to fly. And that, too, is actually something I just used to have, you know, stuck on my mirror. And I would just look at
okay.
these all day long, you know, every day and think about them, and eventually your energy will change because you're working through the energy of fear. You're working through the energy of lack, and you are not lacking. And let me really tweak your noodle and say it this way. You're actually calling this lacking to you by the state of mind that you have with it and the relationship you have to it. So if that triggers you in any way, good, that's great. And look at that a little deeper, a little closer. And you will find that as you move through and shift the energy, you're being asked to release the fear. You're being asked to trust. And you're being asked to then know what you ultimately know, that finance, that feeling of lack is just a state of mind.
Okay.
And find something in your world each day that you can be grateful for.
Yep.
Whatever
I do that
it is,
too.
Small things. You know, putting your shoes on. You know, I had challenges with shoes at one point. Putting your shoes on. So just whatever that small thing is, you know, toothbrush, you know, if you have a toothbrush, hey, great day, right? So those little things like that really help you to take the baby steps that you will find yourself running before long, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Pat, thanks so much for calling in. Okay, area code 803, what's your name and where are you calling in from?
This is Chris from South Carolina.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
All right. Just give me all a little update and see what's going on. I went through a bad breakup, real bad breakup, and then I went to a hypnotist, so I'm kind of feeling better about that. So what y'all see coming?
Good. Good, good. So question about the hypnotist. Was it a hypnotist that kind of was it kind of a deep spiritual connection in that information, or
well,
was it just to
actually release? I stopped feeling sorry for myself. I got angry, but I'm not sad no more.
Good, good. Well, anger is
very
perfectly
angry.
Fine.
Very angry.
Good.
Very angry.
Anger is your catalyst for change. Anger will push right. you into the zone you need to be to make those changes that you need to make. So for those of you listening that feel angry, be angry. It's good. Just find an outlet for it.
Right. I'm not sad and desperate and wanting her back now. I'm all right. I just want to know you see somebody coming or some money coming or anything.
Not quite yet. And the reason being is because you've not, and I'm going to just say it this way and then I'll clarify it in a moment. You've not fulfilled the contract of the agreement that you agreed to feel at the end of this relationship. So there's something about the two of you had this contract coming into this life that played out in a certain way that you would receive and feel things of that nature at the time that you two agreed upon. And so really you're playing out the final stages of that contract and you're completing it. And so that's actually great news. And so someone else will be on the other side of that. But in the meantime, it's really important to give credit to the feelings that you're feeling. Because if you had somebody come in right now, that would not give you the space to really heal what you need to heal from. And so there's a little bit more healing that needs to take place for the energies to align to then bring in the next energy of an individual that you can work with. Does that make sense to you, or did I completely lose you?
I hear what you're saying, but, I mean, I'm trying to get somebody here with me now. I'm lonely now, so, you know.
I know you're lonely,
but that's... They wasn't doing nothing. They wasn't talking about nothing. They was BSing, and I had to cut them off, too, because they were just rebounds, but they didn't want to act right, so I don't know.
Okay,
hey, how about my money? How my money looking?
Actually, I feel like you have some money that's going to be coming in. It feels like there is a flow in a particular direction. You're really ebbing and flowing in the energies around you. And so also I want to bring to the forefront health. Focus on your health as well. I feel like, yeah, there's something to do with health. Let me see if I can get a little clearer imagery of that. Stomach. I'm seeing like stomach. Would you consider yourself a worrywart? Like a worrier?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm healthy, but I'm worried a lot. I'm healthy, but I'm worried a lot.
Okay. Yeah. So
I'm
you
not,
could
I'm
actually
not
create. Nope. I'm just seeing like worry. So it's like the energy of worry.
A lot of worry.
So, yep. Release that. Let that go. And you will find more flow. You'll find flow in relationships. You'll find flow in your finances.
Right.
But it does feel like there is actually flow coming in for you. It's not quite in your pocket yet, but I see it heading towards your pocket. So it looks like some financial abundance is to come in. Okay?
Soon, right. Soon, hopefully, soon.
I feel like it is soon, yes.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you.
You're so welcome, Chris. Best of luck. Keep us posted.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I see area code 914. You're on the air. Where are you calling in from, and what's your name?
Hi, thank you so much. It's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. And yourself?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. What's your question?
I have this project that I've been retweaking, and I think I'm finally happy with it. And I'd like to see if you see Tom and I working together on it.
Okay. So you have a project you've been working with, and you want to know about the participant with you. Okay. Okay, I'm seeing you and another energy, and yeah, you could categorize this as Tom, but I also feel another energy as well. So I don't know if there's collaboration beyond that or what, but I do see a third energy coming in as well.
Oh, yes, yes, I could see where that could happen, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but I do see that. That was super easy. That was actually really easy. Yeah, so that's great. I'm excited that you have a new project. And, yeah, keep us posted on that. I hope that that information helps.
Yes. Do you see, like, when I should contact him, please? Like, in about a week or so, would that be okay?
Yes, but it feels like the culmination of everything is, and it's interesting, I'm getting this, the meteor shower. There's a meteor shower coming in, so you can check that one out. I think it might be the Perseides. So there's something about coming in, and for those of you also listening, that is, it just feels like abundance raining down. And so keep that in mind. But, yeah, I hope that helps, Catherine.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, keep us posted. Gosh, I love to hear about projects and how they go and all of that stuff. So, yeah, please keep us posted. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you so much.
You as well. Okay, everybody. It is that time. We're beginning to wrap it up, but I want to make sure to have enough time to do this light language channel for you. And so if you want to find out how to reach me after the show, you can just wait and I'll give you that information at the wrap-up. So anyway, for those of you not familiar with light language, again, light language is spoken, written, sign, or sung usually, and it is an encapsulation of energy and information that as the individual who is receiving it hears it or sees it in some way, that frequency emanates into your field and then helps you with whatever it is you're working on for you. So while we may actually have the energy of anxiety and fear in it, we may also have those that also need that DNA upgrade or that level of that up-leveling activation to come in as well. So whatever is right for you will reach you. So you may have physical sensations with that. You might not have anything. And whatever it is for you, just trust that. There is no wrong sensory description of what you get. You might actually see colors, pictures, symbols, anything like that to go along with it. If you're in a place to just sort of sit back and close your eyes, great. And if you're not, that's fine too. And it's okay if you drive. I've not really known too many people to have major issues with my light language driving. So that being said, sit back and enjoy the ride and see what you notice for you. This transmission is geared toward releasing all that no longer serves, aligning you to the energy information and understanding that you need for you in your world and with the collective and how that connects with the collective. And then also very specifically, I'm going to incorporate Pat's request for anxiety and fear. So, okay.
Torahuk nakie shokoma tira tea koko. Ahir naktero. Arahir noktero. Arahir notero. Jak narahir makuru shatiro toku shatir takne. Etura hea makniki torahuk kakina. Tarahir mehena koko hoata. Ahir noko shatea wakni koma se torahuk kaina ke. Ahir naktea waku. Oya maknia tar. Te tokna seti shati kita e sokicha e waknukuta te. A waknukuta te a taknia toko. Ratido no so ume a shokore he arahek nakicha e sekino torohuma. A yena kosa te a hushaki watu. E a maknu to usati a shakewa. A yena teat arahe makia. Orohu takni kosa. Te maknukuta ia sakai sheeta iowa. Eini ia sokusha sheeto o makneki iowa. Rataka ia saka shekino ke ima kenati. Setuka tokna ia te e makne.
Okay, just a little bit of a description of what I was seeing through that transmission. I was also feeling it very much in the heart. Even in my hips, there was a grounding quality to it. You might feel a little bit more grounded. You might have had some emotions release. You may feel kind of an amplification in your own throat because it felt like it connected to your ability to speak your truth and what that means for you. There is a lot of support within the energy that was delivered. So anyway, I hope you found that beneficial and comfortable. And if you have questions about it, you can reach out to me. You can find my contact information on newsforthesoul.com on my page there. You can just click on my picture or the name, I think, beneath it and connect to me there. And anyway, thank you so much for joining me on this quantum adventure. It is always a pleasure to be in the energy with you and the energies with you because we are in an amazing time on the planet and there is so much more to come. So I will be with you again on the 2nd and 4th Thursdays of the month. So I think the next one is on the 28th. I look forward to seeing you there. And in the meantime, if you need to connect with me, feel free to do so. And until then, I'm wishing you love, peace, and beautiful grace on this journey you've connected to. Much love, everyone. Bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.